You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Reporter Allison Bechtesh stopped by the Aspen Homeless Shelter's Day Center recently to check in on summer use, new programs, and preparations for the winter season. She's here with me now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
So let's start with some of the new programs going on at the shelter. What did you hear about these?
So I got to speak with a lot of different people who were involved with that day center. I spoke with shelter users. I spoke with shelter director Vince Savage. And I also spoke with Andy Atkinson. And he's one of those new programs. He's the Aspen Police Department's new hire that is specifically supposed to work with members of the homeless community, people who are going through addiction treatment, and people with mental health issues. Vince Savage said that's one of the best new things, that we have someone who's in uniform coming just to ask the clients how they're doing, what they're working on, what jobs they're looking for. And that level of respect has really strengthened the relationship between the homeless shelter and the Aspen Police Force. Andy told me one of the things he was looking into as he got into this job was what other shelters are doing, what kind of programs they have. And one thing that they have is this community service program. So this summer, it was floated around to require volunteer work for the city of Aspen. I'll say that's one of the things that clients at the homeless shelter were not that happy about.
What were the issues with that program?
This was a new idea, a new program, and I think there's a couple things that didn't quite work with our homeless population. First of all, we have a really high rate of working homeless. The shelter serves almost 200 individuals a year. And if you walk around Aspen, you're not seeing 200 people panhandling or sleeping in public. But I would venture to say that you are seeing homeless people in Aspen. I spent the whole afternoon. I talked to a guy about my age. Later that night, I was at my favorite restaurant. I saw him cooking behind the bar. We waved at each other. So the people who are using the services are also mostly working. That means it's hard to make free time for a community service commitment. And so I think this particular population wasn't prepared for a requirement to be somewhere and then serve the city. So before Andy came along, really their only interaction with the city was people saying, we need to get rid of homeless people. It was a flashlight waking them up at night and telling them to move on down the road. It felt a little weird to say, do something good for the people who you're usually trying to avoid.
Are there circumstances in which a program like that could work in Aspen?
I do believe so. Everyone I spoke to is grateful for the day center. I know visitors to Aspen, along with the people who use the services, understand what it would mean if we didn't have that, especially when winter comes around.
How is the shelter preparing for the upcoming winter season?
This year, St. Mary's is under construction, so we don't have a space currently. We also don't have that $20,000 required to pay the overnight staff. So that's something that Vince is working on really hard before those freezing nights and snows come in.
Okay, thank you, Allison.
My pleasure.
That's reporter Allison Bechtesh looking into some of the new programs and new challenges at the Aspen Homeless Shelter. I'm Kristen Kay. This is Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.